Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am so happy to have in studio with us a really great friend, someone who I admire so much, and I really learn a lot about the pet world from. She's the definition of pet lifestyle expert. I want to welcome to the show, Sandy Robbins.
Hey, Robert. Always nice to be with you.
Oh, it is so much fun to have you here. You just have this vibrance about that just is so contagious, so
well,
I love it.
Thank you. Well, we're pet people, right? So we have that special bond, don't we?
That's absolutely it. I wanted to have you back in because I wanted to talk about, I mean, you've written so many great articles, but you've also written a couple of great books too. And I thought we'd maybe drill in and talk about one in particular, Fabulous Felines. For our listeners who haven't had a chance to read it, give them the short synopsis of what it's all about.
Well, here's the thing. The full title of the book is Fabulous Felines, Health and Beauty Secrets for the Pampered Cat.
There you go.
There you go.
Every cat needs this.
Well, actually they do because, you know, the thing with cats is people consider them very independent, but they actually need help on many frontiers, and grooming is one of those frontiers, because although they're self-groomers, they need a little bit of help from their friends, whether it's trimming the fur between their paw pads, if they're indoor cats that doesn't wear away on hard gravel, trimming those nails, even brushing, and elderly cats in particular can't reach certain places anymore, so they need some help from us. But this book, apart from giving the whole breakdown on health and beauty and secrets and staying out of the sun and why you should, just like people, because pets get carcinomas on the nose, those pink noses in particular, and pink spots are always susceptible. But there's some beauty secrets, the same way, Robert, as I'm sure you know, people who page through magazines and they're looking for beauty tips from Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Lawrence or whichever Jennifer's in the news at that particular time, how to put on that mascara, well, this is what my book's got. It's gone to show cats and got some fabulous beauty tips. For example, cats suffer a lot with static in certain parts of the country. You know, the air is very dry and you pat the cat and it's all the electricity coming off it. Well, just allow the cat into the bathroom with you in the morning when you're showering, just to sit there, because the steam in the bathroom will just add moisture to the fur, and that will be the end of the static. It's simple little things like that.
Wow.
Just to help.
Well, see, and here I thought my sister's cat was doing that, just looking for the right opportunity to throw a toaster in there with me. It was actually a grooming tip.
It's a grooming tip. The cat loves you, Robert.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. You really do have, though, a lot of great practical tips in here.
Yes.
Share with our listeners maybe one or two of your favorites.
Well, here's another one to remove static. You can spray mineral water on the fur.
Okay.
That's another little easy tip. The secret to big hair. Well, I guess the big hair, that's if you're in the show ring. I don't suppose everybody needs that. But here's one to touch up stains and faded fur. Apply a little pet chalk that's available in various colors. Now, you may say, now, why would you possibly want to do that to your cat? But I mean, you're a photographer. You understand. You've got to look great for that close-up. So if you're doing the family portrait, and that, of course, is spelled P-A-W, the family portrait, you know, little tips just to make your cat look a little bit more glamorous under the lights. So it's the same tips, although that is strictly a sort of a real sort of behind-the-scenes beauty tip. You wouldn't use it for any particular day, but to degrease. You know, cats often lie around places and they get grease marks. I'm not very fond of cats being outside, but if they are and they're near a car and they pick up a bit of grease, a little bit of cornstarch made into a paste on the spot. We'll just simply remove it and then you can take it off with a paper towel and that will save you bathing the cat because we all know how cats love to be bathed. Wow.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah. There's on my list of things that I must never do again before I die.
That's exactly.
Right that's at the top. Exactly. Right at the top there. That's great. Hey, Sandy, for those who want to get more information on the book and get these great tips, what's the best place for them to find that?
Amazon.com. There is a link on my website, which is sandyrobbinsonline.com. There is a link from there. Otherwise, straight to Amazon. And I love Amazon because you can shop in your slippers, right?
Right. We'll add that to the list of things I need to get from Amazon.
Right. It's a book for everybody. I like
it is. It's a fun book,
it
too.
Is a fun
and,
book.
And I really love all the tips. And folks, you're going to enjoy them. Because they're simple. She makes them really easy to understand. I love it. So go check it out. Go pick it up there on Amazon.com. Or again, Sandy Robbins Online. And that's with one B.
Sandy with a Y and Robbins with one B. Absolutely correct.
Sandy, thanks so much for coming in. Always have a blast. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Robert.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.